food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, our friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 29th day of July 2020. Welcome to tonight's program. We have got some important information to share with you tonight. And for goodness sakes, you might want to record this broadcast, especially the last half hour. I want to play a 20-minute clip for you all, 20-minute soundbite, from a doctor named Carrie Bajay out of Georgia. She's going to share with you about the vaccination that they want us all to take. And folks, it's very serious. I'm not making this up. This is a very serious situation we're talking about here tonight. Serious enough that your soul could depend on. So please don't go away. You don't want to miss this program. It's that important. Now, don't forget, tomorrow is Thursday. If the Lord allows, we will be in the office tomorrow from 9 to 4 Eastern. I hope to hear from you, folks. I really do. If you want to place an order or anything, Chris will be here to take care of your orders and answer any questions you may have about orders you've already placed. I hope that you'll take advantage of that, because we want to be here for you and maybe be of some service to you some way to repay what you've done for us over all these years. I mean, really, it's been phenomenal, going on 29 years of time together. So I think that probably we owe you all a debt of gratitude, too, for what you've done. Be in the office tomorrow, though. And we'll have churches coming Saturday, 11:30 a.m. Eastern. Lord willing, we'll have Bible study. Folks, we're going to, do current events. And we're going to do an in-depth, as much as possible, study on the Mark of the Beast. All the speculation about that and what it is has been going around for years. We're going to share the information on that coming Saturday. Now, you can watch this live if you want to by going to the live stream on our website. Live stream on our website, and just click on there, and you'll see it starting 11:30 a.m. You'll see a number on the screen. You can call and add to the conversation, ask questions, whatever you want to do. You can also listen on the phone by calling one of two numbers. You can call 605-562-0489. That's 605-562-0489. Or 719-718-1679. That's 719-718-1679. Listen that way. And I hope you will tune in and join us. I truly do hope you'll do that, because we want so much for you to be part of the family, the Bible study. Share your thoughts, make comments. We do care, folks. That's why we're here. But come this coming Saturday, 11:30 a.m., you can join us Bible study, and we hope you will. Now, we're going to make this audio we're going to play for you next half hour available on DVD, along with another 5-minute audio on the mask and what the mask really is leading us to and how it works, psychologically how it works. But this will be available for both of those for a donation of $10. If you want them, folks, I suggest you get a copy. Make all the copies you want to. I know some of y'all don't have computers. But if you do, you can go to PastorButch.com, PastorButch.com, go under Health News or Mark the Beast News, and click on the 20-minute video to watch this anytime you want to, share with your friends. I put everybody on our mailing list. The receivers of magazine, I send out to everybody on the list already, should have it. If you want to receive a magazine that's going to Texas tomorrow, you just email me at PastorButch@startmail.com. PastorButch@startmail.com. We'll send you a copy of August News Magazine. And when I do updates, as with this video, you'll get this automatically every time we do one. Folks are offering the service free of charge, trying to get out the information the best we can. And I do mean that. And don't forget tomorrow, if you're looking to take care of your body in a way you need some Heartovite or some Strauss products or toothpaste or mouthwash, folks, we're here. We have it all right in front of me right now. I'm looking across the room at it right now. We have REM Sleep. We have Tranquil. They're products that can help you relax and actually get a good night's sleep after kind of a tough day. And, folks, every now and then we go through these days. You know that. We still have backyard medicine available if you want it. We have, and when you place an order, you will get it one of our catalogs automatically. So you see some of the things that we have in stock, and we add more as go along. And we're going to put, starting the first of the month, we're going to put a special in the 1828 Noah Webster's Dictionary. That is one book. I have two books on my desk, or three books, when I'm studying the scriptures. The 1611 King James Bible, won't use any other. The 1828 Noah Webster Dictionary, which uses scripture to define words. And the Strong's Concordance, with the Greek and Hebrew backup. I have those three books to study out of as I study to learn the scriptures. And folks, you'll be surprised what we think we know from reading the King James. When you break down the verses and words, you'd be surprised how much more information is inside that old book. The dictionary is normally $95. Starting the first of the month, folks, I know this isn't a big discount, but it's something, maybe help you out a little bit. If you order the book at $95, you order at any time in August, you get the dictionary, a beautifully bound, green and golden lettered book on the outside. Beautiful book. The 1828 original copy, a copy of the original Noah Webster's Dictionary. For $95, normally we'll have it on sale for $80. We'll ship it to you. That includes postage. You're going to want to get that book if at all possible because you need it in your home to study with. I don't know what the future is going to hold in the next few months except what I think I feel in my spirit. But nonetheless, folks, preparation, part of preparation is study to know the Word of God and make sure that you know what you're doing in this world. You call us tomorrow at 800-777-4403. 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. We'd love to hear from you. You just want to call and say hello. We'd appreciate that. But I'll be in office tomorrow myself again. I've been going for 2 weeks. Hopefully to talk to you and share some things with you. Now, in this lesson coming up this coming Sabbath, I'm going to be studying how we've been deceived into the mark. And I don't have time to go through all details tonight on the program, obviously. But some of the scriptures I'll be reading from are Revelation 13, Hosea 4, 1 Peter 5, Hebrews 5, Daniel 8, Jeremiah 17, Daniel 1, Daniel chapter 1, Proverbs 23, Nehemiah 9, 2 Peter 2, Revelation 18. I'll be reading out of those books to explain the mark of the beast. I'm making you understand more about it. Some people say it's going to be a computer chip. That can be part of it. The Seventh-day Adventist says it's Sunday worship is a mark of the beast. I don't believe that for a minute, but I do know that Sunday worship is not biblical. Let's move on now. Some say the beast will be, is the beast or the Antichrist will be the Pope. Some say we'll have to be Jewish so the Jews will follow him. But seeing as how the mark will be for commercial use, that's why they can't buy or sell without it. I think it's more than these, or maybe a combination of all of these. I don't know. But we'll look at the Bible to find out what it's all about whenever we get into this Saturday. Remember, it has to do with obedience. Yeah, that's right, and worship. Obedience and worship. Whoever you obey, according to the book of Romans, is who you belong to. Whoever supplies your needs that you depend on supply you need becomes your provider or your Lord, if you will. So remember that we have been conned, duped, tempted, and didn't seem to mind at all, right into the idea that man or man's governments or man's organizations are to be the one that supplies us with everything we need all the time. Obviously, that wasn't what our Father intended to be. But whether it was or not, we've fallen right into the snare. And we can see now how that snare has closed around us and has pulled us right into a system that we're getting out of it is going to be very, very difficult. As a matter of fact, we'll never get out of it all the way. Even though we see the truth now, I won't go any further perhaps. Even though we see that, understand that you'll never get out of it all the way now. You're going to have a social security number. Even if you rescind it, throw it in the trash can, burn it, whatever, that number is yours the rest of your life. That's part of the curse. You understand that? It is. And it's something that people don't want to think about, but we have been conned into it in a certain way, but we walked into it with our eyes wide open another way because we thought it made good sense. We thought it was just a common sense thing to want to receive these benefits because, after all, they're handy when you get older. That's what we thought. Now, am I telling the truth or not? You know I am. I want to share with you a couple things very quickly before we get into the video or audio at the bottom of the hour. Google is working on smart tattoos that turn skin into living touchpad. Google's working on smart tattoos that, when applied to skin, will transform the human body into a living touchpad via embedded sensors. Google's working on smart... part of Google research, the wearable project, is called Skin Marks. Skin Marks that uses rub-on tattoos. The project is an effort to create the next generation of wearable technology devices. The CNET reported citing white papers and demo videos. Here's how the technology works. The sensor-driven tattoos are applied to a part of the body. The sensors can be then triggered by traditional touch or swipe gestures like we perform on smartphones. There are a few gestures that are more specific to working on the skin surface. You could squeeze the area around the tattoo or bend your fingers or limbs to activate the sensors. The researchers at Saarland University in Germany wrote in a white paper that the benefit of using skin as an interface is tapping into a fine motor skills that human beings naturally have. The project is partly funded through Google Faculty Research Awards. Interacting with your own skin and limbs also means you can do without looking. The tattoos are made by screen printing conductive ink on tattoo paper. Some of the prototype tattoos include cartoon drawings or light-up displays. Through a vastly reduced tattoo thickness and increased stretchability, a skin mark is sufficiently thin and flexible to conform to irregular geometry, like flexure lines, like flexure and protruding, the researchers wrote. Now that is pretty doggone telling, I do believe. But moving on to the idea, now we're going to discuss about the vaccination, the forced inoculation of microchipping humans. This is out of the UK. The UK state media is pushing forced inoculation and microchipping of humans. BBC confirmed Bill Gates' agenda for all travelers to be inoculated and microchipped to travel, work, or leave home. Did you hear that? To work or leave home. That's in the UK. You say, well, hey, guess what, folks? It's going to be worldwide. State-run BBC News is claiming that vaccine passports via Bill Gates-funded digital tattoos will be a necessary part of travel in post-COVID world. In the article, will travel be safer by 2022? The BBC explains how COVID-19 will permanently alter the way people travel, namely that they will need to present their vaccination record via digital tattoo, backed by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. By the way, but Dr. Fauci is funded by Bill and Melinda Gates. Does that make anything fitting better for you? Travelers would present the customs officer with an entrance visa and a vaccination record. That could be a paper card or a tiny tattoo on the arm, invisible to the naked eye but readable by infrared scanner, the BBC reported last week. This technology already exists and had been tried on live animals and human cadaver skin, said researchers at Anna Jakanik at Massachusetts Institute of Technology. Their method uses microneedle patches that can deliver both the vaccine and a squirt of an invisible ink tattoo under the person's skin, storing the vaccination, the vaccination record. Researcher claimed the subdermal record tattoo will be readable by a scanner or phone. The microneedles don't leave scars and are less invasive than the regular needles. It's like putting on a Band-Aid, Jacqueline said. The subdermal record is readable by a simple scanner, she said. It can even be done with a modified phone. Supported by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the technology was aimed to help in developing a world where paper or electronic records aren't always reliable. The goal was to try it on humans with the measles vaccine soon. You hearing me? With the measles vaccine soon. But the tech may come handy for other proofs of immunizations, for example, at the immigration point. The article goes on to describe the many painstaking procedures travelers will have to endure, including infrared temperature checks and surveillance, UV baths for phones, and disinfecting chemicals for their luggage and clothing. With all the compulsory steps passed, your holiday can now start. Traveling may be more than cumbersome in 2022, but it will likely be cleaner and safer than ever, the BBC concluded. Since InfoWars reported on the Gates-backed tattoos in March, the mainstream media has gone to great pains to downplay or outright lie about Gates' Mark of the Beast plan, saying he doesn't want to microchip the population, just embed a permanent vaccine health record into the skin. No big deal. Folks, are you here? Are you listening to what I'm reading to you? Are you hearing this? Have we not? I'm included. I'm not pointing fingers because I'm definitely one of them. Have we not, as a people, accepted the ideas that our government knows what's better for us? Have we not? Now, when I was in Mexico, I got to spend time with Pastor Lindsey Williams and his wife Joanna. And all the pastors will say elite friends who told him what was going to happen in the future, and it always did, almost right to the letter, except when God intervened a couple times, shared some things that he received from another friend. He said that sometime in middle September or October, there's going to be another virus release, but this one's going to be for real. He said this is going to kill me, and just come from a lead friend that one of his close friends knows. Be another virus release. We will see. I don't know what's going to happen or not. But it makes sense. The first one didn't do much damage, but it still scared people to death. But some people now are starting to realize they were taken in. So they got to do something stronger and harder to scare us back in the box. So another virus could come along? Absolutely it could. It surely could. This elite friend also told Lindsey's friend that you're going to manipulate the weather. Obviously that's already happening. We have had record hot days here in the hills of West Virginia in the 90s. Over the years, when we hit 90s someplace in the state, it was a free lemonade day. Businesses would give out free lemonade. That's true. 90s are beginning to be a standard around us now. High 80s and 90s, which are unheard of in usually in the mountains in this area. But it's going to be a standard. As you know, the hurricane season, they say it's going to be a record season. So weather manipulation is real. We know that. If you study HAARP, H-A-A-R-P at all, know what it's all about, you know this has been done for a long time. We know that Katrina back in, 2005 was maneuvered by HAARP to hit where it hit and do what it done. What it did. So these are things, folks, that we have to understand. This is nothing new, but they're now saying they're going to do it, and they're doing it. They're bringing it out. They already started the Civil War. The Civil War has already started. Instigated by Marxists to bring its nation to its knees under somewhat communist influence, or hugely communist influence. Our people in this nation today, especially young people, are really already socialist to the core. And they don't understand anything different because they've been given this gift of welfare and warfare mentality over generations. It started under Roosevelt big time in 1930s with Social Security. And moved on from there to other things like food stamps. And started out when I grew up. They didn't do food stamps. They give out what's called commodities. Boxes of free food from the government. Free, get it? Free, really free? Cheese and other things and bread would come from government. People got commodities. Then, of course, started in the food stamps. And then they started in the Medicaid, Medicare. Then they started in the HUD and other things. This has all been part of the deception of the beast system to get us used to the idea of following man. And though there was a curse tied to it, Jeremiah 17:5 curse is a curse to that. How many people know it? And how many people really care? How many people care that in Daniel 8:25 says that the beast or the Antichrist will destroy many through peace? Look up the word peace in the Strong's Concordance. You'll find out that means false security and prosperity, which ties into Hosea chapter 4, verse 7. The more they increase, or the more they prosper, the more they forgot God. Are you seeing a pattern here? Are you going to understand now why so many people are going to be deceived into the mark? Oh, yeah. You see, we're already worshiping the beast. Now, I didn't say we, you and I necessarily, but all of us to a point have worshipped the beast because we've followed their ungodly rules. We've taken their numbers. We've eaten from the king's table, have we not? Not me, preacher. 95% of people in this country have eaten from the king's table. Some kind of government benefit, whether it's been unemployment for a while, or Medicaid, Medicare, Social Security, we've all eaten from the king's table. And we're warned in Proverbs 23 that if we do that, it's better to put a knife to our throats. Isn't that amazing? And in Daniel chapter 1, if you remember about the four Hebrew children were offered to eat from the king's table, and Daniel said, no, we won't do that. We'll eat our own food. Daniel knew there was a snare there. People, the wisdom of God has not disappeared. It's not that it's not available. It's that most of us don't search for it. And I said most of us, I'm including me in that. I didn't understand this for years. I still don't understand it fully. But I can see now that when you obey unjust laws, if you will, by man or man's governments or man's organizations, when you obey unjust laws that are contrary to God's laws, you made man your God. So therefore you worship that system. You understand? You obey it, so therefore you worship. Obedience is worship, and worship is obedience. And the book of Romans chapter 6 says that whoever you give your members to obey, whether sin or righteousness, you are the servant of whom you obey. You understand that? If you yield your members to the sentiments of unrighteousness and to sin, then are you yourself unto God as those that, you know, whatever you do, you are serving the one that you're serving, the master that you choose, sin unto death, or righteousness unto God. You are servants of the one that you obey. So please let this sink in. And next half hour, we're going to play a 20-minute clip for you. I want you to listen to Dr. Carey. She explains in tears. You know, she's a nice part of it, especially she's in tears, trying to tell people what's coming in this vaccination. Right now, I guess, according to what we've been told, it's going to be voluntary. But you and I both know that's not going to last forever. We know that's not going to last forever. The voluntary part will go away. Just like Social Security was voluntary to start with, it went away. It made it mandatory. It's almost impossible to do anything with that Social Security number, is it not? Or a driver's license state ID with your picture on it. A digital picture, nonetheless. It's almost impossible. I know I did have 12, 13 years. I didn't have a driver's license. I still don't have one with a digital picture on it. You know what's interesting? When I turned my driver's license in back about 1999, the number of that license I turned in, when I finally got back without a picture, digital picture, some 12 years later, it was the same number given to me before. That's why I'm telling you, the numbers they give you do not go away. You can burn them in a trash can. You can ignore them. You can write letters saying, listen, this no longer applies to me. It will not go away. Nehemiah chapter 9 says, we have become servants in the land, not because we've been shipped or marked, so to speak. They own our bodies because we have become their servants through obedience and worship. We worship their ways. We sin against God. So therefore, we become servants of evil. This is just plain common sense Bible teaching. You can't serve two masters. We tried, and although we perhaps out of best intentions and that we can understand, we really want to, we love Christ, we're doing our best to understand his ways, but we compromised ourselves into a corner that has brought on this damnation of this country. Compliance with evil is evil itself. Cowardliness is one of the worst of all evils. And complacency is hellish. And because the church has become complacent, don't stand up against evil. Wait for the rapture. Don't get excited. We'll be out of here. Oh, you went to the altar and shook the preacher's hand. Once you're saved forever. You can never lose your salvation. Go out and sin like hell and don't worry about it. Now, that's taught in churches. Dispensationalism is taught in churches. These are things that people need to think about and pray about. They say now because we're under dispensation of grace, the law no longer applies. So therefore, if there is no law, there is no sin, so we no longer need grace. I'm in discussion right now with the Baptist pastor online regarding one of my last articles, law plus grace equals salvation. He didn't understand that. He said, no, law has nothing to do with it. Well, if there is no law, there is no sin. If there is no sin, then grace is useless. Christ died for nothing. He cannot seem to grasp that concept that the law was necessary, according to Hebrews, as a teacher to bring us to grace. We first had to know that we needed grace to receive grace. But after this break, I said I'm going to introduce a video. It is a video, but you'll hear it, of course, on the radio. Dr. Carrie Bajay talking. There'll be another lady talk first. Her name is Crystal Keeney. She will share what Dr. Carrie's going to say. Then she'll get into Dr. Carrie. It's about 20 minutes long altogether. So we'll have about maybe 8 or 9 minutes after the video. If you want to call and say something, you can at 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. If you want to talk to us after the video plays, we'd love to hear from you because I want you to hear this. And please, people, whatever you're doing, lay it aside and listen carefully to what this woman's going to say. Your soul and the souls of your family may depend on it. Now, I'm not making it up. I wish to goodness I was making this up. I wish to goodness I could say this is all a bunch of baloney. Forget about it. I've said about the coming up in maybe November. I hope and pray that this goes away. I sincerely do. But I don't see it happening. We've fallen for this COVID hoax and whole, in general, hook, line, and sinker. We fall right into the snare of Satan. Again. Now, out of fear, I guarantee you most people will take this vaccine. Well, if you don't, you can't go to work. What's the mark of the beast mean, folks? You can't do any commercial activity if you don't take it. Work or sell, buy or sell. Back at the break, don't go away.
Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Humana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best store foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Namana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch and get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Brother, hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
All right, folks, let's jump back in here. I want to introduce this video again. A young lady named Crystal Keeney will be talking to you for just a couple minutes, introducing Dr. Carrie Bajet. And please, I'm asking you again, please, hang on every word. If you can get to our website, PastorBush.com, look under Health News or Mark the Beast Technology, you'll find it there. If you can't do that, you want a copy of it, you let us know tomorrow. Field's going to make copies for us between now and this coming Saturday church time. I'll have available a copy available for you on DVD, along with another little clip on the mask and how psychologically it's been used to control us. The donation of $10 will cover it. Folks, we got to pay postage. We got to pay for the DVD. I got to pay Field something to make it. He can't do it for free. So understand, we want you to have this because people's souls could depend on it. Without any further ado, let's go in and play the video of Dr. Carrie Bajet. Go ahead.
So two videos ago, I briefly talked about the COVID-19 vaccine and how it will alter your DNA. Someone sent me a video by Dr. Carrie Bajet, and she explains exactly what is going to be in this vaccine. We don't have any more time to waste with this because they are fast-tracking it. They are bypassing any kind of safety testing or standard. They want to get this out there as soon as possible before anyone knows what it is and what it's going to do. This doctor has been studying vaccines for over 20 years. She is a doctor that studies internal medicine. She cries both at the beginning and at the end of this video because of how much danger we are in with this vaccine. And this is not fear-mongering. This is spreading truth. The mainstream media will not report on this until it's too late and people already have this vaccine. So it's very important that we get this information out there. And she does a beautiful job of explaining it. I am not a doctor. I can't explain this stuff. I can read about it and I can research and I can study it, but I don't have the experience. So therefore, I will leave it to her to relay this message. The things that she discusses are one part of the technology is called hydrogel. They inject it under your skin and it disperses throughout your body. It attaches to cells and then it reads all the information about your body, and that is then transmitted because there are nanoparticles in it that is then transmitted to artificial intelligence. Part of the whole COVID-19 thing is having these safety health apps in your phone. We all have them. You can disable it. You can look up how to do that. But all of these things will then be transmitted from your phone to artificial intelligence, and all of your information is out there. That's one thing. Then there's other things that are going to completely alter the DNA. And if enough people get it, then once you have children and so on and so forth, you're no longer going to be a fully functioning human being. You will have nanoparticles and little tiny computers within your body that will be able to be activated. Now, this sounds like a sci-fi movie, but this doctor will explain this to you in a scientific way, because she has all of the information regarding this. I tried to research what's in this vaccine. I can't find it anywhere. And I'm sure people in the medical field know exactly where to look for these things. So I don't want to talk about this anymore. I want to put her video after mine so you guys can watch it. And please share this. This information is vital to our existence. And I know that sounds dramatic, but it's not. Once you watch this video, you will understand. So please share this far and wide. And I appreciate each and every one of you that already do that. And I appreciate the assholes, too. Thank you all.
This is not a new topic for me. I've studied these things for, 20 years at least, about vaccines. So very, and I'm an internal medicine physician, osteopathic trained. So I want to start this talk by saying the most important question choice of your life is, what does it mean to be human? This is a very important question. It's going to be very important for this vaccine that's coming up. And so let me know that DNA is similar to a computer code or binary code. So if you're familiar with those, where it takes a small change in the pattern or code and will have a very grand effect. So you can insert a genome or gene, into the genome. So you can put something extra in there. You can take something out so that it's missing one. You can translocate, meaning you take one part of the genome and put it into another area and, flip-flop them. Or you can take another synthetic or from another organism, a genome, and cut out part of the genome of the human and insert that other genome in there. When you're doing this, you are rewriting your genetic code. You are writing your software program. And how much change of that code would it take to then be considered not human? And is that ethical and legal? Whether or not we know what's going on, okay? These are very important things to discuss because they're trying to roll out this technology within this year. This is also considered to be an engineered cell line or synthetic cell line or genetically modified cell line. The point is that we cannot patent anything natural or from nature. But we can patent something that's been created, modified, or engineered. A good example is Monsanto. It can genetically modify the seeds, therefore it's created something a little different. You may see the corn or the tomato or whatever in the grocery store, and it looks the same as a wild type, but it's not. They changed something. So on the outside it looked the same, but on the inside it's not. So that, therefore they own those seeds. Now, if it's a wild type, one that just grows from nature, they cannot patent that. They can't own that, okay? So, translate that or transpose that onto a human cell line or a human. That could potentially mean that we could be patented or human cell lines could be patented. And if it's patented, it has to have owners. So I think you might see where I'm going with this. And then what if our DNA is modified with genes from another species? Are we still human? Is this transhumanism? And then what if our DNA, our genome, is modified and thus can be patented and owned? This is not a sci-fi movie or a future event. This is right now, today. This is called recombinant DNA and recombinant RNA technology. And this is what is proposed for COVID-19 vaccine. The coronavirus COVID-19 vaccines are designed to make us into genetically modified organisms. That is the same lingo and terminology used for Monsanto seeds. Okay? So the front runners for this recombinant DNA technology are Inovio, which is backed by the Gates Foundation, GlaxoSmithKline, and Sanofi. Also, Moderna is in there too now, but and that's also a Gates-backed foundation. I will add that this type of DNA vaccine has never been used on humans before. Let me repeat that. Please understand, this has never, ever been used on humans before. Never. They are now proposing to take something we've never used and to inject it into everyone. Vaccine trials are being fast-tracked at a level and a rate that I have never seen in my life, nor did I ever expect to see this. They are skipping over the animal trials, going directly to human trials. They are not using good scientific methodology at all. They have no randomized placebo-controlled trials for any vaccine, which is the gold standard for any therapy to be approved by the FDA. They're not following any sound scientific protocol to make sure this is safe for us, to make sure it even would work for us, to know anything about it, and they want to inject it into everybody. The vaccine manufacturers in general are actually exempt from product liability, meaning if it causes seizures, paralysis, etc., they don't, as a group, are liable, okay? They also are exempted from randomized controlled trials. They're doing this with the COVID-19 vaccine, but they're also doing this with other vaccines recently where they can just say, well, we've had the MMR vaccine before. We don't need to do that. You might have tweaked it a little bit. It's still the same thing. What kind of, you know, mindset is that? I can't believe it, because just a little change can make a big difference. Also, they're exempted from needing evidence to prove that these things will do what they say they will do. So, for instance, they just have to prove that the vaccine is producing antibodies. Okay, just because you have antibodies does not make you immune to something. We don't know that for a fact. We don't know if it really would work out in the population of people. A real study, a good study, would show that it actually works in the population of people. They're not doing that. They say they don't have time. So it may not work at all. Okay, so let's ask ourselves, what is the purpose then? So another important fact to know about all vaccines is that many of them are using the MRC5 aborted fetal cell lines from the 1960s. This is an immortalized cell line. Immortalized means it does not die. In other words, it is a cell that has lost the ability to go through apoptosis. And a cell that cannot go through that death process is called cancer. That is a definition of cancer. So they're trying to use a lot of words for you not to realize you're using a cancerous cell. Another term for aborted fetal cells are diploid cells. And they have other terms for them, but I'm just giving you the two main ones they'll use if you look at the list of ingredients. Some of the vaccines that are using these cancerous cell lines are MMR, measles, mumps, rubella, chickenpox, shingles, hepatitis A and B, poliovax, and others. Now, I just want to put this point in because people always tell me, what you're saying is fantastical. There's no way this is going on. Absolutely not. I trust our governments. I trust our companies. I trust Bill Gates. You're saying false information. I just want to tell you that many, many physicians and researchers have tried to get this information to the public for many years and have been silenced one way or the other. Many of my colleagues have tried to do that. I know I have tried my best. So we have tried to bring this to the public. It's not, when there's money behind it, it doesn't work. You know, the media is controlled. So this is why you don't see healthcare professionals and other researchers speak up more. You see some still, but you don't see the group of us. Because we don't feel like we have freedom of speech. Just wanted to go on. An Italian report backed by the government of Italy and a group of scientists called Corvella, I'll give you a reference to that later, gave its conclusions about some of the vaccines I just mentioned. Their group of scientists state that these vaccines have the potential of increased oncogenesis, meaning increased risk of cancers, increased risk of mutagenesis or mutant genes. What that would exactly mean, I don't know either. Increased risk of transmitting live infections. Well, this has been well known. They also, a lot of times, would have a bacteria that's a contaminant, or Mycoplasma pneumoniae is a very common bacteria as a contaminant. This really has nothing to do, supposedly, with the vaccine itself, but they are in there. So you are getting an infection on top of the vaccine. So folks, telling you just this part, this could be considered, or possibly the potential to be used as a bioweapon, right? They are injecting cancers into your body, along with very toxic substances like mercury derivatives and aluminum derivatives and other things like that, in addition to the unknown effect of the combination and accumulation of these vaccines together and the synergistic effect that happens. For instance, if you have one vaccine with a known amount of side effects and another one with its known amount of side effects, you put them together in a human's body within some time of a time frame. It's not just like A plus B equals A and B. the two together can have a synergistic effect and have 100 times more detrimental side effects than just what you would imagine, right? So we don't know this. There haven't been any studies done on this. The pediatric population is definitely the most susceptible due to their immaturity of their immune systems, which would be common sense. So let's go back to the topic of why the vaccines are being pushed so heavily on us if the current research and evidence for using them is flawed. So let's follow the money, and that usually will give you some better ideas. So in 2011, the German company CureVac was given $33 million for their research and development of RNA vaccines. Then in 2013, Moderna Therapeutics was given $25 million for their research and development of RNA vaccines. Then in 2015, Inovio was given $45 million for their DNA vaccines, which they also mentioned admitting to using DNA nanotechnology. Nanotechnology is using microscopic or very tiny little robotic organisms, okay? All of these companies are backed by the Gates Foundation or have been associated with the Gates Foundation in some way. It's important to note that so far, these companies have been unable to get these products licensed for human use due to the fact that these vaccines have failed to provide sufficient immunity in human trials. Sufficient immunity is, again, only stating that you have a certain amount of antibodies. This, again, is not showing that the person is completely immune out in the public to whatever virus or bacteria they're trying to protect you from. It's only looking in vitro, in a test tube, how many antibodies. This is not good science yet to prove the efficacy of these vaccines, even if they could get this. In 2010, DARPA, which is the Pentagon's Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, military agency, started focusing on DNA and RNA vaccines. And they had a synthetic DNA vaccine that could be delivered via non-invasive electroporation, which is using kind of a sticker with microneedles in it on your skin. You can barely feel it go in there. And in their words, in quotations, it is to enhance and subvert, end of quotations, humans at a genetic level. This is around the same year Bill Gates heavily started to fund the DNA RNA vaccines with the companies mentioned before. In 2012, DARPA acknowledges a brain-machine interface, that is, AI, artificial intelligence, and the human brain will form a neural network and therefore have the ability to communicate by thought alone or being influenced or controlled remotely. Note that DARPA funded a company that produces soft, flexible hydrogels. I've mentioned hydrogels in the past. Injected beneath the skin to perform health monitoring. Important to hear this. They sync to a smartphone app to give the user immediate health insights. However, hydrogel nanotechnology grows and spreads in the body once implanted. We do not know how this affects our DNA. We know that it can send information directly and continuously to an artificial intelligence. Okay, so all of us in a smartphone, mine included, we have health apps. One way or the other, it's in your phone. Sometimes you have to look under a Google app, whatever, it's there. You can disable it, but you can't erase it. It's impossible. This is the COVID-19 apps they're putting in, too. It has to do with this. They're getting you set up. You have the app. You have the software. Now all you need is this little hydrogel that's put there. And then forever, everything in your body is monitored. For a woman, your ovulation, when you menstruate, how many times you've had sex. For a man, how many times you've had sex. How much alcohol contents in your body, all the vitamins and minerals, if you've fallen down, how many steps you're taking, if you're anxious, your emotions, your sleep, they know everything about you continuously. And it's going to an AI program. What is that doing? That's something they're trying to do very fast. They're already getting you set up on your smartphone. This is not fantasy. This is real. So in conclusion, we are entering into uncharted territory that can change what it means to be human. The vaccines for COVID-19 are not safe by any scientific methodology. They're introducing cancerous and mutagenic cell lines into our bodies and have been for a long time. They're introducing toxins into our bodies. This has been going on for a long time. Introducing different animal genomes into our body. This has been going on for a long time. They do not have proof that what they said they're going to do will happen. There's absolutely no proof yet, okay? They don't have to have the proof. The recombinant RNA, recombinant DNA technology will cause permanent and unknown genetic changes in a person's body. Permanent. Once their DNA is changed, he or she will live with that change for the rest of their lives. And also the ripple effects from that genetic change. Who knows what they could be for the rest of his or her life. There's no going back. It's not like, oh, I got that vaccine, it didn't work, you know, I won't do it again. No, it's do or die with this. I don't know, and I don't think whoever's trying to market this really knows the ultimate outcome. But it doesn't sound good. Essentially, this creates a new species and perhaps destroys an old one, us as humans that we know. It's also introducing nanotechnology and its robotic effects into the body. This is all suggesting the ability to use this vaccine and its ancillary products, the things I mentioned just now, and then some of the names are like ID2020, etc., to hook us all up to an artificial intelligence interface. This is not a one-way street, this is a two-way street. So, I know it's a lot of information to digest, and scares me. It has scared me for years. I've been to scientific meetings where they've talked about this. I've been to business meetings where they talk about this. This is real. It's not fantasy. I've studied this since I was in my early 20s, and it's real. And we have to speak up now for us, for our families, for our future generations, for the human race. It's no joke, guys. Please do your own research as much as you can and start talking, and don't stop the social media. Stay on all of it, and you start flooding the social media with this. We have a chance if we start to wake up more people. It's with greatest love and peace I tell you this. And I'm happy to talk about other topics and subjects, and I'll give you these references that I have. So tell me what you think, please speak up, okay? Have a beautiful day. Bye.
All righty, folks. I don't know what else to add to that. If you listen very carefully, she said a lot in a few minutes that points towards definitely the beast system and the mark the beast. Everything from owning your DNA, basically owning who you are, what makes you who you are, to the tracking of everything you do all the time, personal, impersonal, your body components, all your actions. That is what she's discussing right now. You say, preacher, can they do that? Yes, she told you this is already available. They can do this. DARPA's been working on it for 20 years or 10 years. Yes, they can do this. I have a newspaper in my storage closet here in my office. I think it's Military Times, they call it. In 1995, they were discussing melting a neurochip, human DNA on a computer chip and melding it together. That's what she's talking about. Can this be, if not the mark the beast, a huge move in that direction? You see, you have a choice to make. You have a choice to make. You can either go their way and go along, get along, or you can say no. The choice is yours. Let's take a quick call. Let's go to Mick in New Mexico. Mick, come on in. Welcome.
Hey, Butch.
Yes, sir.
Okay, let's spread something. It's not artificial intelligence, okay? Ain't no such thing. What they're really doing is they've been opening up these portals, letting these demons come into our, you know, where we at on this planet. That's what they are. They're getting,
and you know, Mick, you made a point there. I want to add this before I forget it. You know that when our Creator destroyed the earth the first time and saved Noah and his children and their wives, he did it because DNA had been polluted already. Guess what they're doing again?
Yeah, the same old, same old.
The same thing. Same thing. Go ahead.
Then over in Israel, there's a UN facility on Mount Zion. They've been doing some research there. As to what the heck, by the way, that Mount Zion used to be known by another name, Mount Hermon, where the demons made a pact to destroy God's creation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is
okay.
What they're up to. Father, Murphy's Law is in that still. Anything else, I can't use the words.
Well, you know,
Satan
has not really changed his tactics a whole lot. Different approach, perhaps. Not quite so out in the open. But the same idea, getting man to trust him and his methods and fall right into it. That's what's happened.
See, now who's behind all this? There's these people. They keep saying they're Israel when they're not.
That's true. I agree.
But they're Esau, Edom. But you're trying to tell some of the dumb butts out there, you're talking to the wall.
Well, people just can't see it. They don't even know who we are. Mick, I ran out of time. Yeah. Good call, but thanks for being there, and I'll talk to you tomorrow in the office. Okay, buddy.
Sure enough.
All right,
later,
folks, we got 2 minutes left. If you want to call, you better hurry. But ran out of time. But I hope and I pray that this got through to you and how close we are to the total takedown of humanity, literally taking down humanity and changing humanity into hybrids, into part animal, part man, ways to defile our DNA, and to the point that the God Almighty had destroyed the earth the first time with water. Do you really believe that Satan is not capable of pulling the same stunt in a different way? Obviously he is. And he pulled it on us over the last 100 years, starting to give us handouts and benefits. Learn to trust man and trust man's programs and put our trust in someone to take care of us other than God. The Lord God
is our
Lord. That's what it says. Hope to see you in office tomorrow. I love you. See you in church Saturday. Have a wonderful evening and I'll talk to you soon. Bye bye.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.